can I not hear myself?
Because your headphones aren't plugged in right. Good stretch.
We really need to get a theme song.
I don't know, I'm getting kind of attached to these cats.
Can we at least put a beat behind them or something? Okay. This is an Acquired Taste podcast.
Have you acquired us yet? Are we acquired?
I mean, like, when we came up with the title for this podcast, it was meant sort of tongue-in-cheek, but I really do feel like now it's a safety net.
It's perfect. Yeah,
it is.
It's also very truthful.
Because if you listen and you don't like it, it's your fault. You just haven't listened enough yet.
The alternate name was This Is Your Fault.
This is all your fault. For this. So I'm Bethany. Kathleen is right there.
Hello.
Sam is over there.
Hi, guys.
During our day jobs, we work for the Elvis Duran and the morning show.
During our morning jobs?
But this is our podcast.
Do you
podcast.
Guys remember a few summers ago, there was this viral video that a mall made for a back-to-school commercial?
An entire
yes!
mall?
Yes! We should have a theme song like that. Wait.
It was like backpacks.
Get boots and pants and boots and pants.
Backpacks.
Was that for Target?
Get your haircut.
I feel like it may have been for Target.
Wait, no, it wasn't.
It wasn't?
Like a whole mall.
Mall, commercial.
Sounds like, so it was a musical flash mob.
Backpacks.
Got everyone together.
It was your backpack.
It was so bad and it was so good.
Maybe I've suppressed it.
No, it was like 2 or 3 years ago. We played it on the show a bunch of times.
I went on vacation with my best friend that summer, and we spent the entire vacation singing this commercial. Am I allowed to play it? I found
yeah,
it.
Go ahead. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Oh. It's so good. What's it for so people can find it?
This one just says terrible mall commercial.
Okay. That's not nice. I'm sure
East
they worked
Hills.
Hard on that.
East Hills. All right. Wherever that is.
Yeah.
East Hills. We're back to school. Denim.
And pants and boots and
pants.
Get yourself an outfit.
Denim.
Boots and pants and boots and pants.
Haircut.
So get yourself back to school with these tails.
Why is that labeled horrible? That is magnificent.
The haircuts chick can kind of sing.
Haircut. Get yourself back to school
like
with
boots
these
and pants. That's damn.
Boots and pants and boots and pants.
Now that we've turned you off completely.
I'm going to tweet that commercial out in case anybody needs to listen to that on repeat.
Can we just use that as our
No. I will quit the podcast if I have to listen to that multiple times. okay, so this week I want to address... Oh, that sounds serious. When someone says I want
to
address
something.
Are we going to break up?
Yep. No. we got an email from a listener who needs advice, and I love giving advice. Because
Mail time. That sounds like... It's mail time.
Please, more funny jingles.
Sorry, I love that. Blue's Clues.
I have a friend who's friends with Steve from Blue's Clues, and that is that's the most famous I'll ever get.
Is he like a secret hottie?
Yeah.
Your 1 degree separation from Steve from Blue's Clues.
Yeah, the OG Blue's Clues. Okay, so I don't know if she wants us to use her real name, so we're going to call her...
Abigail.
I was going to say something else that was totally going to give away her name, but Abigail's better.
Were you going to say like it rhymed with Schmushmantha?
I was going to call her Belissa. Abigail's better.
Okay.
So
now we'll never know.
Legal disclaimer, advice is for entertainment purposes only. Please do not necessarily go by our advice. And if it ruins your life, it's not our fault because we don't know anything.
Consult your doctor.
Yeah. Before any workout. Okay. So this is from Abigail. She emailed us on the Facebooks and she said, "Ladies, I need your help. I literally cannot sleep right now because I keep thinking about this dilemma. So I met this guy at a bar and had an awesome time with him. Let's call him Bob.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's very old fashioned. He doesn't have any social media. Since he lives 2 hours away, we only keep in contact over text.
Okay.
Also, since neither of us are texters, we don't really talk much.
Also, we don't keep in contact.
Okay. So that's Bob. We've probably texted 5 days in the past 3 weeks. However, we did make plans for him to visit me this upcoming weekend. last weekend, I randomly hung out with an old acquaintance from high school because we had a mutual close friend. She invited him out one night.
Gotcha.
He lives an hour away. He has all social media and he texts me a lot. Mm-hmm. We've been hitting it off and he wants to see me soon so we can call him George.
Gotcha.
Okay, so Bob lives far away, doesn't text and has no social media.
Yeah.
George lives close, texts a lot, has a lot of social media.
Right.
Since George texts me more often and follows me on all social media, do I tell him about Bob? I feel like he's going to wonder what I'm up to this weekend if I'm not snapping, because I snap a lot on the weekends.
Mm.
Also, I'm worried George will want to hang out this weekend. If that's the case, do I end things with Bob because I think I like George more? I feel like that's the case because I talk to George more. I have known him for years. Now, I don't want to give up on Bob if I haven't even given him a chance.
What about Bob?
Also, what do I say to George if he wants to come over, but I don't cancel on Bob?
Okay.
And yes, I've had adult sleepovers with both of them. The goal would be at a relationship with one of them, but not for a couple of weeks. I want to stay in the talking phase until I'm sure. Note, it would be a long-distance relationship with either of them, basically. She says, please help. I've never juggled two guys. They're both great guys. I'm lost. Thanks in advance. Thank you for having a badass podcast. I love listening to you, ladies. I feel like you're my best friends. We feel the same way. Abigail. Okay, so...
Whoa.
Yeah, so Bob far away doesn't text, but she doesn't know him very well, so she doesn't want to write him off.
Right.
But George lives closer. He might want to hang out this weekend when she's hanging out with Bob, I think.
Okay, Abigail. Watch, she turns on the podcast, hears it's about a girl named Abigail, and goes, oh, maybe they'll read me next week.
Oh, that girl has the same boyfriend names.
Crazy. I don't think it's an issue until... man number two, what's his name?
George.
I'm so sorry. Until George does ask. And then it's perfectly fine to say, oh, I already have plans. What are you doing? Always have your follow-up next day.
Yeah.
Because just to say I can't, I have plans, is kind of false flat and doesn't make anyone feel great. But if you ask someone to hang out and they said, oh, goodness, I can't. I have, please don't say goodness. I don't know why.
Goodness.
Oh, goodness.
Oh,
I have plans, but what are you doing on blank will kind of undo, I feel like, any hurt feelings. And how often does someone follow up with, oh, exactly, what are you doing?
Yeah, right. Never. Almost right. Never. And I almost think that having two guys can work in her benefit because Bob doesn't text. I have nothing against that. There are a lot of people who don't do social. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of great guy friends who are single, very eligible bachelors who are not texters, not social media people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for George, because he is, maybe George is used to a girl who is always available and readily transparent.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe just saying to him, hey, I'm already busy. Like, I already have plans and leaving it at that.
Mm-hmm.
But I can hang out with you on XYZ date.
Yeah.
I think maybe that will keep him more intrigued than he would normally be with a girl who was like, yeah, sure, I'm ready, I'm free.
Love
yeah,
that.
You don't want something that you can get
right.
really easily.
Yeah. A little bit of mystery. Not
yeah.
playing a game or not playing hard to get, because
no.
that's dangerous. It is what it is.
Living your life. I think what this, for me, reading it a second time, boils down to is you don't owe anyone an explanation
no.
for mm-hmm. anything.
And it really seems like these two guys, it's very new with both of them.
Yeah.
So you particularly don't owe them an explanation for anything.
Right?
Like the sentence that really stuck out to me is she was wondering what George was going to think if she didn't snap that weekend.
Me too. I was like,
right?
Don't worry about
it. It's not his business.
No.
What if it's not his business what you're doing with your free time, and it's not his business, at least not yet,
yeah.
why you're not on Snapchat your whole weekend.
And this gives you an opportunity to figure out if a red flag would pop up, because I would be a little alarmed if he was as in tune and worried about it as you're afraid he might be.
Yeah.
Like, if he is what you think he's going to do, that's a little odd. That's a little intense.
It's like keeping tabs on you.
What
and
are
like,
you doing?
Where
you
are
didn't
you?
Snap. What were you up to? Like, that's okay. Just
yeah.
give me a second now.
I don't use Snapchat in my everyday life, and I certainly don't have anybody looking at my snaps to see what I'm doing at all times. But there are ways to snap that like allude that you're out having a good time, but not to give away who you're with.
That's true.
If you legitimately love being on Snapchat and you love documenting, like a lot of times I will use it because my memory is so crappy. I'll use it to document something and I'll save it.
Right.
So I remember what I did just because like I don't write in my diary as much as I should and I want to remember my life. So if that's the way you use it, you don't have to put anybody in it. You don't have to put Bob in it. You don't have to
put your coffee in it.
Yeah.
But don't do it for George.
Right.
Please don't do it just because, okay, I got to make him think this. If you want to do it like Bethany's saying, do that, but don't do it as something to appease or trick or anything like that.
You know, it would be sort of interesting if she went dark on Snapchat for the whole weekend and to see what George said.
Yeah, I think it's a good, like Sam said, it's a really good gauge of how he reacts.
Yeah.
It's just, I think that I know I do this, where when something is new, you feel like you want to always be putting your absolute best foot forward and make sure that the guy is okay. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm single right now, because I need to break myself out of that mold. And you don't want to be constantly second guessing yourself, Abigail, as to like, if I do this, will he stop liking me? Yeah. If I do this, will he stop liking me? Yeah. Like, I have to make sure they both still like me. But no, you're allowed to date two people at the same time.
Yeah, of course. She's very smart about this.
And it's super early.
It's so early. You're not telling one or the other that you're exclusive. The conversation hasn't come up yet. Yeah. So you don't owe either of them anything right now.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Live your life.
But what I feel like we're on the horizon of is figuring out which, maybe both, maybe neither, of the two guys, Abigail, you are interested in.
Yeah.
Because it's really early for you. So when you figure that out, okay, I'm really into Bob, not so into George, then start taking, I think, the tangible steps toward making that successful. Like, don't keep doing what you're doing if you're seeing both of them, hoping that it comes to be what you want it to be.
Yeah.
Like, I am a big advocate in once you know what you want, which you don't right now, which is totally fine. It could take weeks.
Could
take months.
Yeah.
Just know what, once you know what you want, try and figure out what the next fitting step is to get there. Like, open maybe a new line of communication. It doesn't have to be like this straightforward, hey, so I think we should do this.
We have to address something.
Here's the elephant in the room. I've been seeing this other guy for about 4 weeks.
His name is Bob. He's really amazing, actually. I think you might actually like him. Oh, now I've made this weird.
Can you imagine?
Not much of a texter, though, so you guys can't really be friends.
Can you imagine sending somebody a certified letter that you're dating, and they open up the certified letter, and it says, this is a formal invitation to date me exclusively.
It's signed by a notary public.
Yeah, it happens in the office.
Yeah.
Does it really? Angela and Dwight break up, and Angela goes to the camera. What happens when you no longer want to see someone? You send them a notarized letter, right? But what happens when the person you're sending the letter to is your notary?
Oh, God! That show's so good.
And so good. If Abigail likes Bob and George equally,
threesome!
They must duel for her love.
God, there is not enough dueling in this world.
I know, really. Absolutely. Honestly and truly.
I listened to this history podcast, and there's duels aplenty. Yeah. People were dueling willy-nilly, and I just feel like it's a thing that needs to happen again.
Show up naked, though, is my tip.
Imagine
to the duel.
Because someone won a duel once because he showed up naked because he was afraid that the getting shot would not, it wasn't the gun wound that would kill him, but the infection from all the dirty clothes back then. So he showed up naked and he won because the other guy was like, Jim, what the f-?
Wait, that was very smart of him to know about infection.
Yeah.
Not the strangest thing I've ever heard.
Not the strangest thing you've ever done.
Abigail, just make sure you get to know Bob better before you make decisions too.
Yeah.
It sounds like she doesn't know Bob very well. So I think she's smart to like get to know Bob.
Yeah, he's mysterious right now, which is alluring.
Yeah.
But we need to know who Bob is.
He might be a racist. Make sure he's not a racist.
I
once dated a guy and he was like amazing and perfect. Turns out he was a racist.
Oh my God, I dated a Nazi.
What?
Yeah.
Where did you find have out? You guys been it's, finding dates?
It was middle school.
Oh,
and he said
Instagram.
He'd rather be dead than Jewish. And I followed that up with,
we need to see other people.
What?
Yeah, I know. I'm like, you know I'm Jewish, right? Maybe you don't, Coppolino. Kids are dumb at that age.
What did he do when he found out you were Jewish?
I broke up with him first, so I really have no idea. I just broke up with him right there.
I wonder if he went and brushed his teeth right away. It's like, get the Jew out.
No!
Get the Jew out.
I wonder how old Abigail is.
Ooh.
I don't know.
I feel like that plays a little bit of a role in this.
Bob strikes me as being a little bit older, but only because she gave him the name Bob.
It's so true. But Irving is older, I think.
Eugene. But I think...
Probably early 20s if Snapchat is like a thing in her everyday life.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know. It's interesting. The texting thing is really interesting because I dated a guy who was... So I dated a guy who was like 10 years older than I am. And texting was not innate to him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it made it very difficult and ultimately was one of the reasons that the relationship ended because he didn't understand the follow-up text.
Yeah.
And so he would ask a question, I would answer the question, and then I wouldn't hear from him for like 2 days. Mm. And I'm like, do you have a response to that? Can we like wrap this text up so I know that we have all come to a cohesive ending? He would just disappear. But on his end, he was reading my answer, smiling, and then moving on.
Right. Yeah.
So I think that there might be an age thing too with that.
It's really important. I understand that not everyone is a big texter because I've even fluctuated in my life. There was a time where all of my friends would be like, hello, where are you? And I didn't think I was doing anything wrong. There is an extreme value in the social understanding of what someone else goes through when you're dealing with texts.
Totally.
So you might not be doing anything wrong at all, but just have an awareness of how it's being perceived by the other person and know that in 2017, that is a very real thing.
Beautifully worded.
Kinda.
Yeah. You've got to give the acknowledgement text and the conversation has to come to an end.
Yep.
It is a conversation. It's not what's the word I'm looking for? When it was like
Morse code?
No, like when you're sending a telegram. It's not a telegram. It's a conversation.
That's the name of this podcast.
It's not a telegram.
It's a conversation.
It's a conversation.
I don't know if I could date somebody who didn't text back.
Yeah, it's really hard.
Within reason, I don't expect to text back right away, but sort of by the end of the night or a very apologetic next morning, oh my God, I'm sorry, my day was crazy.
Yeah.
I have a problem with sleep reading.
I do too.
I will go
really?
Back to, yeah, I will go, because we wake up fairly early, like today was a 3:30.
Yeah.
And because of that, I don't try to, but I'll take a nap in the afternoon or I'll go to bed really early when the rest of the world is still awake and communicating.
Last night we were texting at 7:30 and I was like, okay, good night. And you were like, me too.
Same. I was still light out. Screw this. I have work in the morning.
Sleep masks.
Right?
Yeah.
So I will often apparently reopen a text when I feel my phone buzzing and close it.
Yeah.
And I only know that because, you know, it'll show you if a text is unread or not. There's that little blue circle on the iPhone saying you haven't read it yet, but I will open my phone to text a friend something, and the worst is when I have to text someone a favor and I open it and I have 3 messages from them that required an answer that I never got to, and I look at the time, I'm like, oh no, this is right during nap time, or like it was 9:30, I was still awake, I was in sleep.
Bad when you first wake up. I'm not a human for about an hour after I first wake up. So I can't take phone calls, I can't text, because I won't remember any of it.
Yep.
It really is such a nuanced thing that we take for granted.
Uh-huh.
But like if you text with your parents.
Oh yeah.
You know, it comes out. Like my mom is amazing at texting and she gets it. But I think she's a communicator. She's really good at like talking. But my dad does the same thing where he'll like read a text and then disappear.
Your dad texts?
He does. He just started. But like you can see he's learning it.
Right.
He's getting better. He's like actively learning how to text.
Aww.
It's interesting to watch.
Growth.
I know.
Wait, for you.
Does your dad text him?
Yeah, he does.
What?
Yeah, he diagnosed a broken toe for me over text.
Whoa.
Yeah, my
in Santa Fe.
He's good for the, like every morning I get the love you text.
Okay.
And then I will start like, hey, did you hear that blah, blah, blah? I get like 4 texts before he's like, Sam, I'm 59 and I'm working. I don't. Then he'll just stop. And I know that means like, okay, I'm over this. Yeah. I have like a solid 15 minutes of texting with my dad. That's about it.
Your dad doesn't text Sam or Kathleen?
No, not at all.
No.
I don't even know if he knows where his cell phone is.
Is it that thing with the calculator that makes a lot of noise?
But my mom is really good at texting.
Yeah.
So that makes up for the two of them because now she's sending me all sorts of gifts and
That's adorable.
Animated pictures.
My mom's learning the notepad. Do you know that feature where you can draw as if it's a notepad on your phone? Mm-hmm. My mom is aware of its existence, but still doesn't know how to use it. And every once in a while, I'll just get like a line or a squiggy, and I could tell she accidentally hit it and sent it.
Yeah.
Okay, again.
Question. When that feature became available on the iPhone, raise your hand if the first picture you ever drew was a really bad penis.
Yeah!
Yeah, me too.
I've never used it.
You haven't used it?
No.
It's oddly gratifying. Draw a penis today, Kathleen. Draw a penis.
I will often open my phone and I've like drawn in it by accident. Okay. And I'm like, what is this garbage? And I click out.
I have no time for this.
And I have an aversion to change too, so I don't like to ever update my phone operating system or anything.
But you don't have an aversion to penises, which
I don't,
is why
no.
this feature is a
Love
lot of fun.
A good penis. It's,
yeah, you have to. That has to be your first. I just sent you one.
Okay. I love that she had the sound on.
Can people with Androids get... Oh my God, Come that's on. So funny. Oh my God, it shows you drawing it.
Oh yeah.
Right?
That's not a bad penis.
It's
you
pretty bad.
You want to be a part of this.
Can people with Androids get these drawings as well?
I don't know if people with Androids can get anything.
They do have, for what it's worth, better photo quality, I think, than ours.
This is true. The photo quality is sick, but our producer, David Brody, has an Android. He can't be in group texts. We took pictures yesterday on my phone. I tried to send them to him. He's like, can you email me these? Because they don't come. I'm like, really?
Let me snail mail them. They're better quality.
I'll put them on a Telegram.
You know, Sam and I are both in Android relationships.
Oh, are you really?
We get the best of it. That's the only reason I'm seeing them some days.
Ugh.
Yeah.
For the photo quality?
Yeah, for the photo quality only.
Right? Even Kathleen and I went hiking, and I kept every time someone wanted to take a picture, I'm like, wait, use William's phone.
William's phone. But I have a good app on my phone.
You do.
For camera. It's called Camera Plus, and on iPhones, it takes better photos than your regular camera. Yeah.
Camera Plus?
Camera Plus. I think it costs like $5, but it's definitely worth it.
Yeah, worth it.
I think it's time, by the way, to get off this saddle, because look at the clock. Look at the clock.
Oh, crap. It's almost time to do a morning show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Guess what? It's an early one today, guys.
Should we close out with a song, sort of like our opening song?
Well, we got to go around. Yeah, it is the morning. We got to go around the room. What did we learn this week?
Crap. I just...
All right, hold on. You
Kathleen,
think...
you forgot to come up with one again.
No,
didn't you?
I remember it always the day before and the second I walk in this
Write
room.
Write it down on your notepad.
Write it down. You cannot give a gift to the Dark Lord of the Sea unless you are willing to sacrifice a virgin.
That's what I learned this week.
Okay. Can I say what I learned this week?
Yes, yes. Please do.
Fabulous podcast that I've been listening to.
Yes.
It is called, let me pull it up. It is called Inside Psycho. And it is, it's like a micro season. I don't know how many. I think there's six episodes.
Okay.
And it is about the making of Alfred Hitchcock's Hitchcock's Psycho.
Oh,
really?
I wanna listen to that.
It's really, really interesting. So the first episode tells you about Ed Gein, who it was based on, the serial killer. And then it tells you tons of behind the scenes stuff. And like he acts some of it out, which sounds corny, but really actually translates pretty nicely. And there's a lot of facts that I didn't realize. Like he gives you the brand of chocolate syrup that was used.
That's so fascinating.
He tells you who was, I forget the name of the actress who is in it, who gets killed in the shower, but who her body double was, how they found her, like how it took 7 days to shoot the shower scene because she wouldn't do it nude. Janet Leigh wouldn't do it nude. So they had to get moleskin and like tape it and glue it over her lady parts, but the water kept making the moleskin fall off, so they had to keep stopping, drying her off, putting moleskin back on, reshooting it again. And what a giant risk it was for Alfred Hitchcock to even make the movie. It's really, really fascinating. I fell asleep listening to it last night and then had a dream about a serial killer.
Be careful with that. You're gonna wake up and do some
So it's called Inside Psycho. And it's from Wondery, and it's just really, really fascinating listening.
Love that.
Yeah,
it's
cool.
Thank you. Okay.
Sam, what'd you learn this week?
I learned yesterday, and I kind of texted you guys about it. I have accepted that just because I don't eat red meat or chicken or anything like that. Oh, God, it's so morning time.
It's all those sprouts caught in your throat.
So many vegetarian items in my throat. Does not mean that I am not a foodie. And for so long, I said I can't be one because I assume that someone is, you know, they go to restaurants and they try everything and they do everything. Whatever. I am so in love with the food that I do eat that there's really no other possibility that there's another name for it. For example, two things happened yesterday. One, and I told you about that, I was making good grilled cheese for myself.
Yeah.
And fun fact, I will make one of the best GD grilled cheeses you've ever had in your life. Mm. Hands down. My only rule is you can't be mad when your pants don't fit tomorrow. Like, there's so much crap in that grilled cheese.
Butter or mayonnaise on the outside of the bread?
Butter.
Okay.
Okay.
Butter. I know mayonnaise is kicking off, but if you do butter perfectly, it's where it's at.
Okay, cool.
So as I'm making the grilled cheese and I hear it before I realize it, you know that song, Black and Yellow, Black and Yellow,
yeah,
Black?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm singing carbs and dairy, carbs and dairy, carbs and dairy, as I'm steaming the cheese to melt it.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, I'm in love with food and I'm a foodie. My other one was, so ice cream parlors, big thing.
They're
all over the place. But how do you make one successful? I'm eating an ice cream cone as this is happening. That's how I realize. You have to come up with some kitsch idea. So what's been done forever the same way? Syrup on top.
Yeah.
You get a soft serve and then they put caramel syrup on top.
Right.
But what if I were to make a crater of soft serve and then put caramel syrup in it and then close it off with another layer and then caramel syrup on top of that and then perhaps, depending on the size of the cone, put an extra layer. So on the top, it just looks like vanilla ice cream, but when you stick your spoon in, it's volcano o syrup. And I had that whole
Sam, you tawdry slut.
Thought.
I love it.
I thought that whole thing before I stopped and said, oh, I have a food problem.
Oh my God.
I have a problem.
Porn.
That's so, yes, I am a foodie. I am hypothetical.
No, you're not. You don't eat meat.
Innovator.
Not a foodie.
I am. I appreciate
it. You're a fake foodie.
And come up with food way better than any person who eats meat.
I love it.
It's a problem.
Own it, girl. You got this.
So much time thinking of food yesterday.
Oh.
So good.
Kathleen, what did you learn this week? Did you remember?
I didn't, but I want to share with you guys. I've been watching this show on Hulu called The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, yeah.
Stop what you're doing. Run to your nearest Hulu account and watch this show, because I just read the book by Margaret Atwood, which was written in 1984, and the show is way better.
It's one of those stories that's aged really well.
Yeah, I mean, they couldn't have made the show without Margaret's, and you know, her laying the groundwork for the story, but the show is fascinating.
I love it.
And Hulu only releases one episode a week.
It's not all released yet.
It's not all released yet.
Oh, wow.
So you can binge watch, X amount of episodes, 8 episodes or something like that. I'm telling you, it is the best show that I have seen in a very long time.
Good to know.
I'm like banging my head against the wall when I'm done with the episode because there's not another episode to watch.
Kathleen's doing like small Italian hands right now because she's so passionate
and
about
this. Never do Italian hands.
This is so important. I love that. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Thank you. Those are good things that everyone learned this week.
Yeah, I love this. Listen to a new podcast, make a grilled cheese, and go watch a new show.
Yeah.
That's what we got. Okay, we got to get the hell out of here because I got stuff to do. We love you so much. Please follow us on Twitter at Acquired Podcast.
On Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast.
On Facebook at Acquired Taste Podcast.
And
also,
where can we be listened to?
We can be listened to on iTunes. Rate, subscribe, leave comments. We would love that if you would rate and subscribe and leave comments. 5 stars, please. And iHeartRadio, which is our home planet.
Yes.
Oh, and if you write theme music, would you let us know?